Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a color old school DNB sampler rack in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is to capture that deep jungle feeling. Dusty breaks, murky sub pressure, a little sampler grit, and atmosphere that feels alive instead of polished to death. Now, this is not just about making a break sound old school. We're building a flexible performance rack that can move between an intro, a breakdown, and a full rolling drop. That means we want control over the break's tone, its texture, its width, and the amount of space it occupies. In other words, we want one rack that can behave like a whole jungle section of a track. So let's start with the source material. Pick a break that already has some character. If you've got something Amen inspired, a funky dusty loop, or even a rough drum recording with room tone, that's ideal. You want transients that feel alive. You want a snare that has attitude. And if the break sounds too clean right now, that's totally fine, because we're going to color it. Set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. If you want that classic jungle push, 174 is a great place to live. If you want a slightly more modern rolling feel, 170 works nicely. And here's an important point. Don't overwarp the break. A lot of the old school energy comes from tiny imperfections in timing and transient shape. If you force it too hard, you can flatten the vibe. Now build the rack. The simplest way to think about this is in layers. We're going to make three core drum layers, plus an ambience layer. The first layer is the main break. The second is a ghost layer for motion and depth. The third is a top texture layer for grit, hats, and air. Then we'll add a separate ambience chain to create that deep jungle atmosphere. Start with the main break. If you're slicing, load the break into simpler in slice mode. If you prefer more manual control, put the break into a drum rack and slice it up so the kick and snare can be shaped separately. Either way, the main goal is to keep the core groove strong and readable. On this main chain, start with a gentle filter if the break is too sharp. A low pass somewhere around 9 to 12 kHz can smooth the top end without killing the character. Keep the release fairly short, around 30 to 80 milliseconds, so the loop stays tight. Trim any dead air so the groove hits right away. Then add saturator. This is where a little bit of old sampler life starts to happen. Turn on soft clip, then add maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive, depending on the source. You're not trying to destroy the break. You're trying to give it density, a bit of edge, and some harmonic weight. After that, add drum bus. Keep the drive modest, maybe 5 to 20%. If the break feels flat, use a little transient enhancement. If it starts getting too clicky, back that off. Boom should stay subtle here unless you specifically want extra low-end thump. The idea is for this main layer to feel like the backbone of the groove. Next, build the ghost layer. Duplicate the break to a second chain and make it feel like it lives behind the main loop. This is the layer that gives jungle its motion. It shouldn't take over. It should whisper movement underneath the main drum statement. Start with a Q8 and high pass it somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz. That clears space for the kick and bass. If the snare gets too pokey, dip a bit around 3 to 5 kHz. Then add compression. A glue compressor works really well here. You want just a little squeeze, maybe 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction, with a moderate attack and a fairly smooth release. This helps the layer stay present without jumping out. Now add an auto filter. A band pass or a gentle high pass can work well. You can automate the cutoff so the ghost layer opens and closes with the arrangement. For example, closing it down during tension and opening it a little in the drop can make the whole section breathe. This layer is important because jungle often sounds huge, not because every sound is massive, but because multiple rhythmic layers are talking at once. The ghost break adds that sense of life, without cluttering the low end. Now for the top texture layer. This is where we add old school grime, dust, and air. Load in a tiny bit of vinyl noise, shuffled hats, little percussion hits, or even a tiny slice of the break that mostly contains top-end detail and room tone. Put it in simpler or sampler, and keep it subtle. High pass this layer aggressively. Anywhere from 500 to 900 Hz is fair game, depending on the material. If you want a little lo-fi edge, add a tiny bit of redux, but be careful. This should feel like texture in the air, not a separate instrument fighting the drums. Autopan can be great here for gentle movement. Keep it slow and tasteful. Then use utility to control width. For textures, width can sit somewhere between 70 and 120%, but don't get carried away. Keep the low end of the track stable and mono-friendly. At this point, the rack should already feel more alive. But now we add the ambience chain, and this is where the deep jungle atmosphere really comes in. Load a short atmospheric sample, a pad fragment, a field recording, or even a tiny reverb tail into simpler. Then process it with a low-pass filter, a reverb, and maybe a little echo. The filter can sit somewhere around 2 to 6 kHz to darken it up. Reverb can be fairly roomy, maybe 1.5 to 4.5 seconds, but keep the dry/wet fairly low so it sits behind the drums. Echo should be subtle and filtered. You want movement and space, not a wash that buries the rhythm. A nice pro move here is to resample the whole rack once it's sounding good. Record 8 or 16 bars of it to audio, then chop that render into fills, transitions, and background layers. This is one of those classic jumble workflows that still works beautifully in Ableton Live 12. It turns the rack from a loop into a piece of performance material. Now let's map macros, because this is where the rack becomes practical. Map tone to the main and ghost layer filters. That gives you one control for opening and closing the whole drum mood. Map grit to saturator drive and drum bus drive. Map space to the ambience chain level and maybe the reverb mix. Then map width to the texture layer, dust to the top texture level or redux amount, and punch to transient or compressor-related controls. This is a really powerful setup because in DNB arrangement, you need quick movement. You want to be able to say, this intro needs to be darker, or this drop needs more bite, and then make that happen in one motion. Now think like an arranger, not just a sound designer. Don't loop the same thing for 64 bars. Jungle and DNB need variation. Use automation to shift tone, space, dust, and grid over 4-bar or 8-bar phrases. Close the filter during tension sections. Open the ambience just a little before a drop. Pull the ghost layer down for 1 bar before the impact, and let the silence create pressure. That tiny vacuum can hit harder than adding another drum fill. Also, keep an eye on the snare. In old-school DNB, the snare is often the emotional anchor. It's the thing that gives the groove urgency. If you process it too much, you can lose the attitude. So if the break starts to feel too polite, check the snare first. Sometimes less processing is the answer. Another big thing, watch the mid-range. The area between about 300 Hz and 1 kHz can get messy fast, especially once the break, bass, and atmosphere are all stacked together. If the groove feels cloudy, don't just turn things up. Carve a little space. High pass the texture layers. Keep the ambience tucked back. Make room for the bass and the snare to speak. And speaking of bass, the rack has to work with the low end, not against it. If you've got a sub or Reese underneath, keep that bass mono, and make sure the drums aren't crowding it. The kick and snare should feel like they're part of the same engine as the bass, not competing with it. Check in mono. Check the balance with the bass muted, then with the drums muted. If either side feels weak alone, fix that before adding more layers. Now let's talk about movement and variation tricks. One great move is to duplicate your break into alternate slice banks. You can have one chain for the straight groove and another for fills and stutters. That way, the same source can feel like a different performance when you switch between them. Another nice trick is call and response. Let the main break play strumly for 2 bars, then strip it back for 2 bars and let the texture or ambience answer. That gives the loop shape and keeps the arrangement from feeling endless. You can also create micro chop fills. Tiny 1/16 or 1/32 snippets from snares, ghost hits, or hats work really well at the end of phrases. Just keep them subtle. The goal is tension, not drum solo energy. If you want more darkness, try pitching a duplicated top layer slightly up or down and automating that pitch only during transitions. It creates a bending, haunted feel that works beautifully in deep jungle sections. And if you really want an old-school vibe, commit to resampling. Print the processed rack, then maybe run that bounce through another gentle saturation or filter stage. A couple of light passes often sound more organic than one heavy-handed effect chain. A good arrangement strategy is to start the intro with ambience and a stripped ghost pattern, then bring the full break in gradually. For the drop, switch from a filtered or processed version to a more direct version so the impact feels bigger. Then in the second drop, change one core macro state. More grit, less width, darker tone, whatever serves the tune. That tiny evolution keeps the track moving forward. So the big takeaway here is simple. Build the rack like a performance instrument. Give yourself a strong main break, a ghost layer for motion, a top layer for texture, and an ambience layer for deep jungle atmosphere. Then map a few useful macros so you can shape the energy fast. Keep the low end honest. Leave space for the snare. Use automation like arrangement. And resample when the vibe starts to lock. If you do that, one break can become a whole atmosphere engine. That's the sound of old school DNB done with a modern Ableton workflow. Dusty, deep, alive, and ready to roll. Now your challenge is simple. Build a stripped version of this rack with one break, three layers, and just three macros, tone, grit, and space. Get an 8-bar loop going at around 170 BPM. Automate the tone to close in the middle, then reopen it. Resample the result. Cut one fill from the audio, and compare the dry loop to the resampled version. Choose the one that feels more like a real jungle section. That's where the magic starts.